feeling. It's so hard to be misused. Well, it's a sad and hurtful feeling. It's so hard to be misused.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists. Overzealous band there.
Yeah, we were on the road for a while.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so it's that time, live from Studio J at 5 o'clock. You know what happens now. We normally have a live band, and today's no exception. We have the band. It's pronounced Augre.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry about that. I announced it differently earlier, and I wasn't sure. I should have asked.
That's cool.
It's what does that translate to?
Sandstone in.
It's French.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
It's a town by us. That's why we named it.
And Augre. It's sunshine in. Indian,
like specific
Native American.
There you go.
It's not very political.
There you
French
go.
Shane.
So there's several bad answers to that question, is what you're telling me.
Just two.
We didn't pick it for like the meaning. It was more like to represent the area which we live in.
It sounded like
pretty
cool,
Michigan,
bro.
Type of thing.
That was sounding pretty cool.
Oh, there is a town in Michigan named Augre?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I'm not familiar.
It's close by where we live, so.
It's like 3 hours away from here.
What would be a landmark that most people would know? Like, what is it closest to?
Tawa City.
Tawa? Michigan Mud Jam. It's like 30 minutes away from that if you know what the Michigan
okay.
Mud Jam
well,
is.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with Tawa, both regular and east, so it's way up there, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's near there.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. Okay. That explains it. Why don't we get started? We got the first track. I see that it's called Flesh of Iran. Or Iron.
Iron yeah.
I'm trying to read
whoa,
the handwriting.
Cool too,
Flesh
though.
Of Iran sounds better, actually.
We might change that later.
Maybe, yeah.
But that might, you know, stir up a little bit too much, so well, we better leave yeah. it as Iron.
Yeah, who knows?
All right.
We can call it Flesh of Elmo.
That's just wrong.
That's
I like that one.
That's just that's like, it sounds better though. It's not political. It's like, you know, it gets you in that spot. You're like, oh yeah, Elmo, I remember him.
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
One, okay. Two.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Augrey. Yeah, I just got a Facebook message from our operations manager. I guess she goes up there with a friend every summer around the 4th. I guess the friend's got a cabin on Lake Huron.
Oh, cool.
So
it's awesome.
It sounds like a good time. I remember I used to go out with somebody that family had a cabin in East Tawa, same thing, you know, literally walked out of the back door and you were in the water, you know.
It is awesome up there. Like, I love, like, being in the woods and just the desolateness of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's great in the summer.
Sometimes great in the summer, but I was going to say, like, in the dead of winter, it probably isn't so great.
No. Horrible spot.
It's not fun. Unless you got a snowmobile, probably.
Yeah.
We don't.
Okay. Up on the guitar. All right, so for our listeners, why don't you introduce yourselves real quick, your name, what you play, and all that good stuff?
I am Nick Adami. I play guitar and do clean vocals.
I'm Haley Adami, and I do bass and vocals.
The Cookie Monster vocals, right?
Yes.
Cookie Monster.
Angry Mommy vocals.
Ah, is that where it came from? Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go say what you're
going to
say.
Yeah, nobody cares. Anyways.
I'm Shane Slingin, and I do nothing but drums.
Nothing but drums, yeah.
Shane Slingin.
And cause pain and agony for everybody else in the band, which is two other people.
You're real modest, you know, that drummer. That's all I do is play drums, you know?
I'm not good at anything.
Well, somebody
else
has to.
Nah.
Somebody has to do them.
I'm not good at life. I'm not good at anything.
But you can play drums. That's all that matters.
Well, maybe.
You've got to do the most work. Who has to haul in all that equipment in and out, you know?
That's him. That's the guy.
Like, hey, Shane, you take a break from picking your nose for a second and get some of the gear.
He's like Eeyore and like Pinky from Pinky and the Brain wrapped into one, I'd say. It's like him in a nutshell.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You got to love him, though. Got to love him.
Anyway.
Aw.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, the drummer is already doing a lot of the work, physically anyway, and then the one most likely to be in multiple bands a lot of times is the drummer.
I'm actually in no other band because this one fulfills me the most.
Well, I'm not saying anything about fulfillment, but that's a good, that's great, that's a good thing.
I mean, I could be in other bands, but I just don't think I'd be happy.
I could be, but I just don't want to.
I just don't like those people, really.
The opinions expressed by the band are not necessarily of WHFR.
I mean, I don't like my own members, but I like them the least.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, we hate each other
the least of everybody else that we've met. So
well, I mean,
it works. It just does. I don't know how.
I was in another band when I was like 13. We had no singer, and we did like half covers. And I think we played to the auditorium of a gym once, and we played like two songs.
I was in Boy Scouts. I don't know if that counts.
I was in Little Arrows. It's actually the Christian Scouts.
Yeah, so if we ever like are on a plane crash somewhere, I'm like good. I'm the man. I'm like busting out like Flint. I'm like pulling like an axe out of somewhere. Don't even ask me where it came from. Like, I don't know, I got this.
Your little first aid kid.
Oh,
and
yeah,
on.
It's like out of a freaking Altoid can and everything.
We
dude.
All know where it came from.
Yeah. You're like, is that a Big Mac? I'm like, no. Where'd you get that? I'm like, dude, emergencies, man. You got to prepare.
All right, let's do another one.
Cold in hand.
Oh, wait, we got that intro for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's just dan, 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 dan.
Yeah.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Au Gray. All right. So, you folks have some shows coming up at all, or?
Yes, sir.
All right. Why don't you tell our listeners?
We have one show coming up February 14th. No.
17th.
17th. Whoops.
Scratch that.
It's at Streeters in Traverse City. And, yeah.
There's a lot of other bands on there. Oh, Nick. Can't make it. Yeah. It's at Streeters. There's a lot of bands there, like Hail Your Highness, Grapes Crossing.
There's going to be 10 bands altogether there.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. There's quite a few. It goes from like 1 until like 1 p.m. until like 10 or something.
Okay. If somebody was interested in checking you out, about what time ballpark are you going to play? Do you know?
No.
I think we're going to be like earlier in the afternoon.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Like around 3 in the afternoon, maybe. Okay. I'd have to double check and make sure. And I can post on our band page.
Sure.
Yeah, you can totally look us up on Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they want to look it up on Facebook, they'll get all the info then, huh? I always try to make sure I ask that question, though, because sometimes people, you know, go all the way out there and they want to see you as the band, and, like, you're already done playing because they don't know approximately when you're going to be on, you know. Don't know if you're going to be on early, late, in the middle, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. You never know where people are coming from. Some people do travel quite a ways. I'm shocked sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I've been known to go at least 3.5 to 4 hours one way to see a show, you know, if it's good enough.
That's dedication.
Yes.
It's extreme, man. I don't even want to go to my own shows, really. That's a lie.
You don't have much choice in the matter, Shane, so.
I mean, well, I do.
We can get, like, a program, like, I mean, I got a kid, he likes to play drums.
He's getting better.
He is getting pretty good.
He's getting better than me, really.
He's like 4. I mean, he tears it up.
4? All right. Yeah. About another year, you're going to be out of a job, Shane.
Do it for real.
Dang it.
Or we get Carson to do it. He's 6 now.
Yeah. Carson wants to play guitar and say
that. He knows how to count now, so.
That's a start.
He's on his way to college.
Okay. Any other shows, or?
So far, that's it for now. Yeah, we haven't played in a while. The last one we did was December 7th. And
yeah, we actually canceled the rest of our shows for 2017 because she's pregnant. So, you know, we usually play like 2-3 times a week usually. You know, sometimes like we played 4 shows in a weekend before. So we go
that wasn't fun.
Yeah, we go pretty hard with it. So, I mean, we can't keep doing that. Right now, at least. And we're also taking this time down to finish our album, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, you can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah.
Sorry about the pun there, but but congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I just got that. The stone reference. Anyway.
He can play drums, but he's...
I sure can.
You made a mistake by giving him a microphone.
I know. I was like, what is that for?
I was confused myself.
I was like, you want him to be vocal? That doesn't make sense.
We'll try anything around here at WHFR, so what the heck. All right, let's do another one, folks.
All right, this next one is called The Killing.
We'll be right back.
track called The Killing from Augrey. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at the time. Why don't we just keep things going, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Battery issues.
Technical difficulties.
You gotta love that.
Enjoy Hall & Oates' greatest hits here in a second while we fix this.
Not on WHFR. No.
We'd like to say thank you for having us on here, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, for real.
All right, you're welcome. My pleasure.
I know it took us a while with... actually, I don't even remember. We had some incidents where, like, we had vehicle issues and...
Yeah, you were saying, like, the van, or I think it was, or
oh,
whatever.
Man,
yeah.
We've had so many problems with so many vehicles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's always an adventure. Are you ready, Nick?
Yeah, I'm good.
Maybe next year, when you can afford that limo, you'll be all set. So.
Yeah, there you go.
We're getting a Hummer limo.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we're
a Hummer limo.
Taking up eight parking spaces.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love us.
That's not asking for busted windows.
All right, we're going to do Crawl next.
All right.
Crawl next.
Ready?
You up?
All right.
We'll be right back.
And you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Augray. All right.
Yay. That sounds good together.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Say it again.
Say it slower.
Say it much slower. Anyway.
So how
awkward.
So how long have you been a band together as Augray?
In this lifetime or... No.
There's been like four reincarnations of Augray.
I think we played our first show in the summer of 2015.
In August. In the backyard of somebody's house.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been a work in progress. A couple years before that, Nick started up. He was trying to restart his old band, but wanted a fresh start. And we slowly joined. Me and Shane.
Okay.
I've actually joined the band 3 times.
I allowed them to be in this band.
So you keep getting fired, Shane, and you have to keep coming back?
No.
He was a janitor, and he screwed that up. And then he went to singer somehow. I don't know how he got promoted to that, but...
I forgot about that. I originally was going to be a singer, and they're like, wow, you suck, so... Might as well just play those drums that you say you can play.
Yeah, well, you can fake that better than you can the singing, right?
Exactly.
I suppose.
Exactly. Auto-tune can really help only so much.
This is true.
I'm just kidding. I sound horrible. I'm sick right now.
Ah. Oh. Sorry to hear that. I think everybody's sick this winter.
For real.
Yeah. How does that, how do you do that? I always ask people, like when you sing and you're not feeling good. That's got to be tough.
You just put your purse down and you do it.
I've just squeaked. I've had to like just, yeah, it was a horrible. I even when I look at the crowd, I'm just like.
I know there's a lot of singers that just like
are just
use
amazing.
A special magic drink. I never do. I just grit my teeth with pain and go through it.
Well, they have that one thing where you like they stick it in your nose and it flushes out your navel cavities.
Oh yeah, it's like it drowns you.
Oh,
yeah.
the Metapod.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's called. It looks like a medieval torture device. Like I don't understand how people use it.
It's actually not that bad at all. I've used it. The only problem is it only lasts for a short time.
Right.
I mean, you feel great for about an hour, and then you go back to the way you started. You know,
it doesn't shoot down your throat.
Does it drown you?
No. It's
like floods one nostril and comes out the other.
It's nothing like it looks like. Now, okay. I'm not going to go into detail, but I was in the hospital this past summer where I really did have the tube, the way through. No, it's nothing like that at all.
It looks pretty crazy, but I mean, I guess they wouldn't have made it if.
It is scary looking. My girlfriend said, "No, you got to try this. It'll help you." And I looked at it. I'm like, "I'm not going anywhere near that."
Right. I mean, I've seen worse. There's like the shake weight. Like at least it's not like that, I guess.
They have those.
Yeah, for real.
They have those tubes where you can suck the snot out of your kid's nose.
Yeah, like manually. That's always awesome.
I tried those.
You got to make sure you're in the middle of a restaurant when you do that, right?
I think it looks even worse if you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more awkward with somebody else. I've never like done that. Like,
wow.
Like at a party, they're just like, "Hey, man, you want to like suck the snot out of my nose? Whoa, bro, I'm not nearly drunk enough for that, man. Wait a minute.
Real bros suck each other's snot.
Yeah, for real. Hey, you do what you got to do, man. Like, I'm on stage. I need help. I don't know. I turn to Shane. He's my right hand man there.
I'm on the drums. How do I do anything?
Straw, like bendy straws. Just connect them.
I guess so.
You know, I think you folks win the award.
For what?
I've never gone that far afield in music before. in a conversation
yes!
on live radio. Yes!
Bro, we're dedicated.
If we ended our career now, I'd be happy with that.
I'm like so excited. I've never been in like a thing like this before. This is like so
I know,
exciting.
It is cool. I keep looking at the CDs. I got to lie.
I am too. I'm like,
I have ADD really bad while we're jamming. I'm like standing on like
albums. I'm looking at everything
I like
too.
That one. I hate that one.
I found Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I found Head PE somewhere.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, you find a little bit of everything. In this room that I'm in, it's all local music, every last bit
of
it.
Oh, nice,
Yeah.
Well, too bad we don't.
You got a huge, I can like see from the window here, there's like a lot in there.
There's like another room in there.
I don't know there was that many local bands. Room.
That's just jazz only in there.
Really?
Like avant-garde, improv kind of stuff. Like Coltrane and Davis, that kind of stuff.
I like strive for this. Like this is my
is
goal.
A collection beyond.
I know. This is like, I'm starting something like that. I love albums.
I know, he needs a shelf just like this.
Something I'll recommend, it's right to the right of you. You see those TAD releases right there? It's like the third column. Not that one there, but the next one over, the next group. Then go to the third one, two down. You see the TADs? No, higher.
Yeah, no, I see them everywhere.
All right. From the ceiling, it's two shelves down.
Write him a map.
And it's the second one. There
Google,
you go.
Google Maps, sir.
You do need Google Maps for these CD collection here.
He was a big deal back when grunge hit it big.
Oh, really? Nice.
But he was like the evil part of grunge.
Salt Lick?
Really?
Yeah.
Salt Lick?
I'm going to try to do this without too much detail because we're on the air, but...
Right.
One of the things he was noted for is he was able to, shall we say, get rid of stuff on command, on stage.
Nice.
Interesting.
Oh,
I'm not going to ask what kind of stuff.
Yeah. But still good stuff, though. I mean, he wasn't just a one joke, one trick pony, but...
we'll have to check him out. For sure.
Yeah. I think you folks would enjoy him. He's not metal, but he's definitely hardcore.
We like everything.
I love the Beatles. It was like that's like my thing.
I love
the Beatles.
This is my guilty pleasure.
Say Mariah Carey. Just say it.
No, I like a couple Justin Bieber songs.
I actually do like some Mariah Carey songs.
Justin Bieber?
Yes, a couple. I'm very musically open.
Okay. Whoa. You are wide open. Yeah. No pun intended to get
that pun was intended, Shane.
Like this death metal drummer, and I'm listening to like Mariah Carey and
You don't want to look at my workout music. It's like Nicki Minaj, Kesha, Rihanna. Metal doesn't pump me up, dude. Like hearing that stuff pumps me up. I'm like, oh my god, I hate it so much.
Yeah, why do we play metal?
I don't want to hear something I love when I'm like, I'll sit there on the bench like for at least 10-15 minutes listening to like a solo or something, jamming out. I'm like, oh, I gotta work out. But I hear that stuff, I just want to get out of there. I want to get it done and get out of there. I'm angry. I want to leave. That's like what that does to me.
That makes sense. You have good incentive to get it done and over with when you're listening to music like
right.
that. Yeah. That.
Don't let them fool you. We sang the whole Whip and Nay Nay before. So.
We did.
So,
I don't
so can
that,
can we do a cover of that right now?
No.
I
didn't know about this. I wasn't.
She wasn't. Like, she wasn't there.
In that.
Yeah.
She didn't receive the memo at the last. You
that,
know, board
that was like
meeting.
One of those things where it's like, what happens in the garage stays in the garage. So like, I'm gonna give you like an off camera like, shut up. All right.
I was about to play it. So.
It was.
We're getting too far away here.
All right.
Let's do another one.
Yeah. So this next one is called Crooked Wolf. Ready?
Yep.
Immortal, woven in the pit, I'm the Trinity. Yeah.
right.
Yay.
Crying Wolf. I like that one. That's my favorite so far.
We get that a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, we get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I guess that was, yeah.
All right. I'm looking at the clock. We got to squeeze two more in, so we might as well keep it going.
What'd you do?
What'd you do, Shane?
I loosened it. Okay, I got it. We're good. I was trying to, I don't know. Forget it.
That's all right.
I'm a drummer.
All right, guys, let's just go into this one.
Yeah, let them know it.
All right. The fella. Ready?
The door's turning good for now.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Augre. Okay, let's squeeze the last win.
All right.
Haley, Nick, Shane, thanks for coming down and playing for us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. You got to come again. All right, so we're going to finish off with a track called Belligerent.
I guess this one starts with me, doesn't it? All right, let's do it.
Thank you. Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial